If you got your Bible this morning, I want you to go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 28. I said, "Preacher, I thought we were done with Acts." I did too. Matter of fact, I'll be honest, right here is the sermon notes I prepared yesterday to preach this morning. Until God said, "No, I want you to preach something else." And it's what's here in Acts chapter 28. I knew when I ended in the series of Acts, I knew there was a good bit of the last chapter left. But God hadn't given me what he wanted me to do. And so he did, though. So this morning, sitting at the bar at my house, after clearing the breakfast dishes out, I jotted down some quick notes. And I want to warn you, when I do that, we may be here for a while, all right? But, man, it's just good to be in the house of God. So you're there in Acts 28. I want to begin reading in verse 24. "And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that Paul had spoken one word, well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it." We kind of started, if you will, in the middle of the story, all right? What we began reading there in verse 24. Paul, as was his custom in chapter 28, he arrives in the city of Rome. And as was his custom, he sought out the Jews and the Jews at the synagogue there and began to talk to them and to witness to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible says when he did that, and this is where we took up reading this morning in verse 24, the Bible said, and some believed and some didn't believe, all right? They couldn't come to an agreement among themselves, and the Bible said they left. And seemingly, from the way I understand the scriptures, they left after Paul referred to the words of Isaiah the prophet, and words that they should have been very familiar with. This was in the scriptures that they had at that day. And so he gave them that. And I want to use this passage of Scripture to preach to you on the subject of don't just treat the symptoms. Don't just treat the symptoms. I almost asked the question, anybody here ever been sick? Of course, everybody said, no, never. But now, when you get sick, you don't want to just treat the symptoms. You don't want to just treat the symptom because you'll continue to have problems. But spiritually, oftentimes that's what I see people do. We try to just treat the symptoms, all right? And you say, well, what do you mean? Look with us there, all right? Look in verse 26, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. So the prophet said to these folks, he said, you've got problems with your ears and your eyes. All right? You've got problems, all right? Now the problem first, he said, you don't understand what you hear. You don't understand what you hear. Have you ever had that experience? My wife has a tendency to speak to me as she's walking away. She'll be telling me something as she's walking away from me. Now, not because she's mad, all right? Some of you assume that. No, it just she'll tell me something, she's walking away. Or, now, man, I don't know if you experience this. You're having a conversation with your wife, and it's quiet, and you assume the conversation's over, right? So you walk away, and I get almost back to my study in the house, and I hear my wife say something else. All right, I couldn't hear what you said. Now, what'd you say? Yeah, okay, we do that. Okay. What was that? I heard. I knew something was said, but I couldn't understand what was said. Now, am I the only one that happens to men? All right, judging by the way you're laughing, you're not. Okay, I'm not. They'll tell you something, they're walking away. I go, hey, I can't hear what you're saying. I don't know. Don't understand. Well, that was a problem. Isaiah said these folks had. They had some trouble with their hearing, and they didn't understand what they heard. But then he said it went past that. They couldn't get and perceive what it was they saw. Couldn't quite make it out. Couldn't quite make it out. You ever been in that situation and you ask somebody else, hey, man, what is that right there? You want one of those things they advertise on TV that you can see something 5 miles off like it's right here? You want one of them. Hey, that was their problem. Paul quoted Isaiah, and he spoke to those Jews about that, and he said, look, there is a problem here. You've got a problem with your ears. You've got a problem with your eyes. You hear, but you don't understand what it is you hear. And you see something, but you can't really quite make it out. You can't perceive it, all right? Can't perceive it. Now listen, the ear and the eye problems were just symptoms. Just symptoms. You with me? They could hear. You with me? You could hear. Some of us, we accuse our kids of having selective hearing, right? They hear what they want to hear. Some of you ladies might accuse us, some of us men, of being guilty of the same thing, all right? Hey, the problem was not that they could not hear, but it was there was an ear problem. Their ear worked, but there's still a problem there, all right? Their eyes worked. They were not blind. It wasn't a matter of, well, we can't see anything. They were not blind, but they could not perceive what it was they were seeing. You say, these were the symptoms. I said, okay, preacher, what was the problem? The problem is found in verse 27. Verse 27, for the heart of this people is waxed gross. You see that little word for? That little word for comes after, hey, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For, that little word, F-O-R, because of. Because the heart of this people is waxed gross. Their problem was a heart problem. Now, can I just say this to you? Sometimes we would rather just treat the symptoms. We would rather just treat the symptoms. Because when we go to the root problem, it forces us to face some unpleasant realities. Unpleasant realities. In 2006, I guess it was in May of 2006, something about like that, I made a mistake. I decided to go get some exercise. So I went out here to that park that's behind what used to be the Baptist church, big church there on the corner, and I made the mistake of going there and walking. My daughter went with me, and she said, Dad, let's go. I went, made a bad mistake. You said, how do you figure? Well, as I was walking alone, I got this feeling in my chest. And I got the feeling that, boy, if I could just burp real good, all right, I would feel good. Hey, this message is going to be right on the level everybody can understand, all right? Man, I did. I got the feeling if I could have just burped, but I couldn't. So I sat down. Now, it wasn't pain. So I just sat down on that. Some benches out there where the intelligent people can go that watch people exercise. All right? So I sat down on the bench and the feeling went away. So I got up and I continued to make my way around the track. The feeling came back. And I thought, well, there's one way to deal with this. Go home and go to bed. So I went home and went to bed. Didn't mention it to my wife, didn't say nothing to her. And the next morning, some more symptoms manifested themselves. I started having the same kind of feeling, but maybe a little worse. And I started sweating profusely. And I'd gotten out of the bed. It was earlier in the morning. So I finally thought, yeah, I probably ought to do something about this symptom. So I went and woke up my wife. And I said, look, I think I need to go to the hospital. She said, man, you got kidney stones again? I told you it runs in the family, all right? I said, no, I think it's my heart. She moved faster than she had moved in years, all right? And boom. And she's out of the bed dressed, and we were on the way to the hospital. And sure enough, you get down there, and you go through all the tests. I started feeling good. I didn't feel bad anymore. I was okay. And of course, they sucked all this blood out of you, you know. And you can't eat or drink anything. One of these days, somebody's going to die in the hospital of thirst. They're going to regret that. But, and went through all of that. And then, everything good until we found the problem. Make a long story short, they ran a probe, you know, had blockage in their heart. And they put in two stents. And so I was in the hospital recovering from that. And then this cheery lady bounces into the room and says, hey, you're a type 2 diabetic. Said, man, you got any more good news you'd like to throw on me? Just put it out there. She said, what's your favorite candy? And I said, peanut M&Ms. She said, well, it's okay if you have 2 or 3. I said, packs? She said, no, just 2 or 3 M&Ms. I said, if I'm only going to eat that, no, you'd open a pack, all right, you know. And just compounded, hey, I wanted to treat the symptoms. Because if you just treat the symptoms, you don't have to face the real reality that you really got a problem. You really have an issue to deal with. Hey, heart problems cause all sorts of other problems. All sorts of other things. That's physically true. Man, you begin, if you got heart problems, you usually then circulation problems come in and your legs will swell and people's head swells even then. And then you get light-headed. You may get dizzy. You may have some pain. You can get numbness in parts of your body. You know, you get a numb left arm and you get pain down in your hand and you think, well, what's the trouble? You think nothing. But wait a minute, that's because you got a heart issue. True, physically. But I'm not a doctor. But I am a preacher. But it's also definitely true spiritually. When your heart is not what it ought to be, you're going to have problems. When your heart's not right with God, you're going to have some big-time problems. You're going to have big issues. You said, like what? Ear trouble. Ear trouble. For those of you that got heart problems, ear trouble! What do you mean? Well, look what it says. For the heart of this people is waxed gross. And then it says, and their eyes have they closed, and they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Hey, they have ear problems. Ear problems. They close them. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? That's why folks can come to the house of God and hear a message from the Word of God and walk out not changed one bit, because they closed their ears and didn't hear the message. It's how people can hear something the preacher doesn't say. I've told you, I've gone into homes of people before, visiting them, and we're getting a conversation. They said, preacher, it's just like you said Sunday in your message. Then they'd say something. And I go, I didn't say that. Well, I don't know who you were listening to, but that's not what I said. Hey, what happens? You get heart trouble. Your ears get closed up. They don't hear anymore, all right? They don't hear anything, all right? It just gets messed up. They get dull of hearing. Don't care to listen. Don't want to listen anymore. Your heart gets messed up. You can still come to church, but you don't get it. You don't get the help you need. Why? Because you quit listening. Quit listening. As a matter of fact, when the preacher begins to walk down the road that you're sitting on, biblically and in your life, you go, man, he's fixing his head. Don't want to hear it. Click. You cut it off. Oh, you're here. But you didn't hear it. Why? You got a heart problem. Not right with God. Got some things in there. You're not right with God. Don't want to hear that, preacher. Not only that, it affects your eyesight. It affects your seeing, all right? It says, man, their ears are dull of hearing and their eyes have they closed. I can't help it. As a child, I was scarred because I watched the Three Stooges. Many of you the same way. Do you remember Larry? I don't know how many of these shorts, I guess you'd call it, that he would say, I can't see, I can't see. And then somebody said, well, why? He said, I got my eyes closed. And people laugh just like that. And you think, how stupid. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. You get heart trouble. You shut your eyes to the things of God. So I can't see that. Well, why not? Well, I got my eyes closed. So how stupid. Boy, it is. But we shut our eyes to the things of God. Why? Well, we don't want to see them. We don't want to see them. Hey, we don't want to see our own sin. We don't want to admit, I'm guilty. We don't want to say, I did it. I'm 100% guilty. Here I am. No, we shut our eyes. We shut it off. We don't want that to happen to us, all right? We don't want to be aware of it. So I'd rather just not see it. Rather look away from it. Hey boy, if I see it, it's going to make me look bad. So I'm just not going to look. Just not going to look. Why? Eye trouble. Ear trouble. Why? Heart trouble. Hey, you can put salve on the eyes. You can get the swab out your ear. But you still got heart trouble. You still got heart trouble. Oh, listen. It's that heart that needs to be worked on. It's that heart that harbors that sin. It's that heart that gets bitter. It's that heart that won't forgive. It's that heart that causes you to be unkind. It's that heart that causes you to be disobedient to God. It's that heart that's wrong that causes you to rebel against your parents. It's your heart, not anything else. It's the heart. It's the heart of man. Hey, there it is. I remember the Harlem Globetrotters. Haven't seen them in years. I quit watching them when Metal Ark Lemon quit playing. But I can remember him, man, he'd get injured. And he'd be holding the ball maybe under his arm. And he'd be, oh, oh. And man, they'd be over there and they'd be rubbing his arm. And, oh, oh. And he'd say, what is it? It's my leg. All right. And he was putting the plate, the help in the wrong spot. Listen to me. If all you're doing is treating the symptoms and you're spiritually, you're getting the help in the wrong place. You know what you need? You need that heart dealt with. You need to come to God and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. Hey, look, you don't have to go to man. You don't have to go to man. You need to come to God. You need to come to your Savior and say, Lord, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Hey, look, God knows this heart trouble. That's why your Bible says this. Well, the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. But until something happens here, what comes out here is not going to be right. And what comes out here is not going to get the job done. You need to get it taken care of here. It's that heart that won't forgive. Now, you may say to somebody who has offended you, I'll forgive you. But that heart's never done it. In your heart, you've still got a hold on that sin. It's there. You may have pushed it to the back, but it's still there. Hey, that sin issue you have, whatever it is, it's there. Until you deal with the root problem, you're not going to get anything done. Hey, listen, if the heart doesn't get right with God, you'll never go to heaven. In other words, if you don't call upon Him with a heart, confession is made unto salvation. All right? The heart, man believeth unto righteousness, okay? That heart has to be involved. Until that happens, you'll never get born again. Now, you can say some words, but they do not make you Christian. If the heart's never got involved, you're not saved. Because the heart's got to be worked on. It used to be a song we sang chorus in Sunday school. My heart was black with sin. Until the Savior came in, His precious blood, I'm told, has washed me white as snow. And in His book, we're told, we'll walk the streets of gold. Oh, wonderful, wonderful day, He washed my sins away. Hey, but until the heart comes to the Lord, and believes and trusts Him, you're not born again. Heart's got to be there. It's not the words. Well, it's baptized. Doesn't matter. By the way, if you weren't saved, you weren't baptized, you just got wet. You just got wet. Got to be born again. Got to be born again. All right? You can go through all the motions, but the heart has to be involved. Heart's got to be there. Hey, now listen to me. You get the heart right, oh my, everything changes. Everything changes, your heart's right. Because you can see. Notice what it says right here, all right? Look, verse 27. It says, for the heart of the people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Hey, everything changes if you get your heart right, all right? Once you get your heart right, you can see the truth. You can see the truth. Hey, when your heart's right, you'll see the truth, you'll admit the truth, and you'll speak the truth. But you got to have the heart right, all right? But boy, how it changes things. Man, I can see now. I understand. I see what I couldn't see before because my heart's right. I can hear now and understand. I can hear that truth and grasp it. My heart's right. Hey, look, when I'm under the preaching of the Word of God, if my heart's right, I can say, amen, praise the Lord, preach all. Preach it, preacher. But when my heart's not right and He's nailing my hide, wonder when He's going to quit. But man, if a heart's right, you can enjoy the preaching of God. I'll tell you this, when your heart's really the way it ought to be, you can enjoy it even when it gets on you. You can say, that's good. I needed that. Thank you. I needed what I heard. Boy, that was good. Didn't like it. I used to tell Brother Noble, Mrs. Noble's son, when he would come and when he'd come preach for us, I said, hey, I enjoyed most of that. The rest of it I just endured. Hey, but man, if you just get your heart right, you can understand and apply what you hear and you see. If you just get your heart right. Look, the great challenge to the preacher is that for you to get your heart stirred and you to get right with God. You to come and confess your sin. Instead of trying to hide it, instead of trying to harbor it, if it gets you to come and confess that sin, then you can leave here rejoicing, happy in the Lord, looking forward to coming back. I want some more of that. I have to do the preaching here, and so I get every chance I can, I'll go hear preaching. And nowadays, it's a good thing. I like YouTube because I can hear a lot of preaching. And boy, I'll get it tuned in and I'll hear them guys preaching and just get excited and it's a joy. And you say, well, preacher, why you need it? Because it stirs me and I need to be stirred. It reminds me and I need to be reminded. You do too. You do too. Listen, now I say all that, but there's no substitute for being in the house of God among God's people. Rejoicing together, worshiping the Lord together. I'm not encouraging you to go on YouTube and get all your preaching there. Hey, but man, if you just get your heart right. Get your heart right. You need to get rid of that sin. You just confess it. Look, truthfully, I don't have to preach against whatever it is you're doing. I don't have to preach on your sin. Because if you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit's already got his finger on it in your life. And boy, that Holy Spirit's poking you. He's found. You go to the doctor. Where's it hurt? Man, it hurts right here. So what does he do? Ah! Hey, stupid, I told you it hurt, all right? Don't you want to say that, really? Man, yeah, that's where it hurts. Yeah, you didn't believe me. See, the Lord does that. And he puts his finger on that place in your life where you're not right. And if you're not careful, you'll squirm. Now, don't squirm. People here will know. You start squirming, they'll go, look, look. Look at him. Look at her. But you want to because that Holy Spirit's poking you. Hey, I don't have to mention it, but he's already got you nailed. You know what it is. Maybe it's something you were involved in this last week. Hey, listen to me. Something you should have never got involved in, never looked at, never seen, but you did. You knew it. Needs to be made right today. Needs to be made right today. You're here this morning. You've never been saved. There's something inside you that's saying you need to listen to that preacher. And you're thinking, why? It's the craziest thing you ever heard. But that's the Holy Spirit bringing conviction in you, dealing with you. Hey, you get your heart right. I'm just going to be honest with you. Life is amazing for the child of God whose heart is right with God. Now, you want to be miserable, then you be saved, but be disobedient. You'll be miserable. Just miserable. You don't have to be that way. You're still there with your Bible open in Acts chapter 28? Go back to verse 24. Some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. Some believed, Some didn't believe. The Bible said when they agreed not, they departed. Who do you think went home happy? Who do you think went home kind of a little rejoicing? The ones that went home happy is the ones that believed. The ones that got their eyes open were the ones that trusted. It's amazing. You can come to church. You can sit on the same row with somebody, hear the same message, and walk out, and one person's excited and happy and rejoicing, and the other one is mumbling and grumbling and griping. The one that goes home happy and excited is the one that believed and got things right. But look, it's in your hands. It's up to you. Verse 28. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles and that they will hear it. Hey, are you going to hear it this morning? Are you going to act upon it this morning? Are you going to walk out those doors and that preacher ought to keep his mouth shut and not meddle with my life? You see, it's up to you. You have the choice. You have the choice. I can take it, and I can get my heart right with God. I can go to that altar. I can go to that front pew because I can't kneel at the altar. But I can go forward, and I can get things right with God. I can confess my sin to Him. I can call upon Him and ask Him for forgiveness. And I can walk out happy in the Lord. Or you can say, I'm standing my ground right here. I'm not going to let that preaching get to me. I'm just going to keep living the way I want to live. Some believe not. It's up to you. See, it's your heart. If you want to, you can go home and keep treating the symptoms. You're still going to have the problem. Now, what will you do this morning? Would you stand with every head bowed and every eye closed this morning? Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today because we need to hear from you. Lord, we've got the message from the Lord. But Lord, it's up to us what we're going to do with it. We can believe it, receive it, and act upon it, or we cannot believe it. Lord, I pray this morning so heavily. Somebody's here without the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Dear God, would you deal with their heart? Would you speak to them this morning? Would you give them the courage, step out, walk down the aisle, and come and meet me here at the front? Take my hand and say, preacher, I want to trust Christ. Lord, would you help us today? Lord, there's Christians here. They're not hearing good. They're not seeing good because their heart's not right with you. Lord, they know it and they know what the problem is. Would you bring conviction? Help them to come today and get the help they need. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We ask you this morning, as the word of God's been preached to you, folks are here already praying. God's dealing with them. How about you? Will you come and join them today? The instruments are playing. Shouldn't have to beg you to come down the aisle. God dealing with you, you ought to just come. You ought to just come. Would you come to Him this morning? Here you are. Will you come? Will you do something about yourself, about your own need? God's speaking to you today. Hey, you've pushed Him off already enough. Would you come to Him today? Would you do business with Him? Would you confess that sin? Brother Lance, would you come lead us on? Just as I am without one plea.